The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
We receive grace to do all that we have been hearing. This is School of Life. Welcome to the School of Life. Amen. And at the end of this school, every one of us will be degree holders and professionals in the life of God in Jesus' name. Amen. By the grace of God this morning, we'll be looking at the effect of entrance into the realm of the Holy Ghost and His gifts. Hallelujah. We are in the seventh part on this particular topic. Can we just bow our head as we pray? Our Father, we thank you. Thank you for coming to us always. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us with your wholesome words. Thank you because of your living word. Thank you because of that word that quickens us. We are asking Jesus this morning, you will quicken every heart who is here and who is connected in Jesus' name. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Welcome. The effect of the entrance into the realm of the Holy Ghost and His gifts. There is an effect that should be seen for any believer who has believed in Jesus and have been baptized into the Holy Ghost. We have said that speaking in tongues is not the only sign that you have Holy Ghost. It's just one of the signs. Holy Ghost has a nature. He speaks or He preaches also. He preaches the nature of Christ. Amen. And Christ is a whole being, is a whole mystery that believers must embody as a journey unto God. So for every believer who is born again, the first thing you are to take, the first allocation you are to take is the milk of Christ. Nobody gives birth to a child and start putting amala or bread in the mouth of that child. You will offer that child milk that it can take. So also, God has used such natural things to help us understand spiritual realities. Anybody who is born again is to primarily take milk, and milk has been put in the allocation of the Holy Ghost. That's why if you see any believer who believes in Jesus, you get born again, maybe you were preached to, you attended a crusade, and then you get born again, you should also be baptized into the Holy Ghost, because Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost is like the fuel that helps your journey on to embodying the mysteries of the God we are serving. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So let's quickly read from Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. We'll flip our scriptures open. Can we all read together? Amen. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Verse 4. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which He have to all the saints. Hallelujah. Thank God for the morning teaching and for the alignment of the thoughts this morning. There are many things that people have faith in. And even in believers, there is a way we have faith in God. But what we want to see this morning as a believer who is growing well and is making progress towards God is that we must see your faith in Christ Jesus. If you have your Bible, you can underline faith in Christ Jesus. There is a faith in Christ Jesus. Pastor Shegun said this morning that the faith that Jesus came, authored, and finished is not like the faith. Hallelujah. That the fathers operated. Amen. The life of faith they lived is that they beheld the promise ahead. But one came and embodied God. And that's why Jesus would say, no man has seen God at any time. But we saw that the fathers, the prophet, they saw God in a measure like Moses saw God. but not in the manner with which Jesus saw God. Hallelujah. So if Jesus is saying no man has seen God at any time, it includes everybody called man. He said, except the one that comes from the bosom of the Father, which is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We saw that the faith of the elders brought them to obtain a good report, but they could not obtain the promise. The promise of eternal life, which God has for man. The reason why God came to man is that he wants to give man his life. Nobody has been able to embody that promise other than Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So we can't have faith in the God of Elijah more than you have faith in the Lord Jesus. Amen. So we have different people who believe differently. Even an unbeliever outside believes there is a God somewhere. Amen. Unbelievers. What makes them unbeliever is that they are not believing in the lay down, in the path that God has set through Christ Jesus. Amen. It's not like they don't believe. They believe in some other thing. Some believe in their strength. Some believe in their intelligence. Some believe in another kind of God. Amen. So the faith in Christ Jesus is a fruit, a report that must be born at a stage of our lives as the message of Jesus is preached to us. Amen. When anybody is born again, you begin to preach Jesus to that person. You begin preaching. What you preach is Jesus. And it's not just saying J-E-S-U-S. There is who Jesus is, and there is what he stands for. So anybody who is a believer, a newborn, is supposed to hear faith, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, hallelujah, by the word of God. We can't go back to start doing law, because law was also pointing to the one that is to send. For people to say, let's go back to the days of the law. No, we can't fulfill it, because the people the law was given to, they broke it. They couldn't keep it. Neither can you keep it. So the faith in Christ Jesus is a fruit they expect of all believers. And as we hear the voice of the Son of God, the whole heaven expects us to bring forth these fruits of faith in the Lord Jesus. Amen. Believers are in church for different reasons. In fact, anybody that comes to this world, they have told us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. So there's already a problem. Amen. Aside the problem you meet on the earth, praise God, the problem that the enemy works in the soul of man, aside the problem of the earth itself, that the earth is not stable is already a problem. That the economy is tight is already a problem. Hallelujah. That children are going wayward is already a problem. That marriages are not working is already a problem. That you are not getting who to marry on time is already a problem. And this could be the reasons why people come to church. That you are not having a child, or sometimes a male child, is already a problem. Do you understand? But every time you come to Jesus, many things can pursue us to come to Jesus. You are the one who knows why you are here. And God is not angry. Whether it's a fine girl you saw and then you started coming, it's okay. Just come and sit. Or you just believe that, the way they are here, I cannot stay here for 2-3 years and be committed and not get a good husband. You will definitely get. I'm only trying to say that you are not wrong. But when you come, there is something we stand for. Hallelujah. For the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Amen. So that thing that is making you to come to God, we usually call it the hope of your coming. That's the hope. When you come, we want our problem solved. It's okay. But we have found a wisdom by the faith in Christ Jesus that what was actually missing in man is that man lost trust in the program that God has prepared for man's salvation. So when you are hearing Christ, you still feel it's not touching your need. Hallelujah. Every time you hear Christ, your need is being met. Amen. For you have no many needs. other than the need that you need enough of Christ. Hallelujah. So we see that the Apostle Paul said, after I heard of your faith. So they were looking out for something. Thank God for that allocation of the understanding that was given to Apostle Paul. And preachers truly who want to raise children for God should look at that pattern and trust God for the understanding of it. How do you know that, okay, at the level of this person, we have heard of his faith in the Lord Jesus. And it will produce something, love to all the saints. It will produce a kind of love. Is that there is an observation going on in the spirit. They know when this person is coming to Jesus, not just because he wants his problem solved, but he's beginning to believe in what Jesus stands for. Hallelujah. So it's a fruit that is expected that every believer should have for us to know that we can move to the next level. When we say Jesus, he's a being. But beyond him being a being, he's a kingdom, he's a mystery. And there are different levels in him. Like what Daddy Fred was saying this morning. There are different levels. Our daddy would say there are many Jesuses. It's not heresy. It's that there are many levels in Jesus. Amen. Ephesians 1:15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. Can we see that being repeated? And love unto all the saints. Amen. So we see that it is the same experience for every believer. And we are all expected to know this faith, how this faith is generated. Praise God. It's not wrong to believe God for things. Don't get me wrong. But there is a faith in the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Now, the way it is generated is by the activity of the Holy Ghost through the message of Jesus Christ being preached. And the content of that Christ that is preached is Lord and Christ. Can we say Lord and Christ? Lord and Christ. Amen. It is Holy Ghost that makes you say or see Jesus as Lord. Can we read 1 Corinthians 12:3? Amen. Can we all read together? Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. You know, we are looking at the effects of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. No man can say Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Let me open up this place a bit. When we say Lord, we mean owner. Amen. Can we say owner? Lord means owner. So God of all creatures wants to own man. But you can't come under that administration. You can be coming to church. So the reason why we see that there are some consistencies with some believers is that they have not come under the lordship of Jesus. That a believer will act in a way and you feel like she ain't born again, sha. It's not like he didn't believe in Jesus. It's not like he didn't hear Jesus. But he has not come under the lordship of Jesus. Lordship means I don't own my will. Hallelujah. It is Holy Ghost that does that work. Because it is God that worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. Just an illustration. When we come to Christ, we should not quickly see that is a call to a simple life or a life of convenience. Amen. Because of the manner of what the enemy has done in man, there is no day Christ will be convenient to your flesh, because it is actually to wear that life out. So it means if he died for our sins and then we're buried with him, is to help us experience a dead nature to ourselves and be alive to Christ. You can't own anything that is not dead to you. The reason why your shoe didn't revolt this morning is because your shoe has no life. Amen. God forbid I wanted to put on your shoe and your shoe said, I'm not going to church this morning. You will know that something has gone wrong. You are looking adorned like this because you are wearing things that are dead in themselves. Hallelujah. What brings out the glory of God are souls who are dead to their nature. Amen. That is what Holy Ghost begins to train you after. You know that place we read in 1 Corinthians 12, it says, nobody calls Jesus accursed. I think Message Bible says nobody says Jesus is damned. Before you say Jesus is damned, the Spirit would have been putting in you that Jesus is not convenient. Amen. Yes. Yes. He's taking you somewhere. Before you say there is no God, it's not that you are saying Jesus waka. No, that's not cursing Jesus. That's not what you are doing. Is that what Christ stands for? Or when Christ is reeled out, because Christ has to be Lord. God made him both Lord and Christ. Christ is a nature that you cannot embody until he's your Lord. Amen. Until he takes the ownership of your time, your convenience, your substances, everything about you. Amen. But usually there's always a warfare. Because we know him as Lord, yet we'll be saying not so. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's Holy Ghost that helps us to say, yes, Lord. And that's when your yea is yea. And your nay is nay. Hallelujah. So that's one of the effects of the Holy Ghost we see. That when Jesus is preached, men begin to have their faith in Jesus. And that was what we saw with the early churches. They said they continue daily. We have not started coming to church daily. We rumble sometimes. Hallelujah. For that allocation of time, there is a love it battered. There is a passion after Jesus Christ. So they put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Does not mean they don't have their problems. Hallelujah. You know, after a while, we saw that problems started surfacing because some people said they neglected some people. Hallelujah. Those people that were neglected, it's possible that they don't have and they came together. I'm only trying to say that many problems bring us to Jesus, but primarily why we are in church is to first of all come to understand the faith in the Lord Jesus. And when we say faith in the Lord Jesus, it's not just that you are hearing Jesus, you are liking the message. It's that you are beginning to apply the message of Jesus for a turnaround to conform to the Lordship of Jesus. Hallelujah. So obedience come in here. Praise God. I want to read Matthew 16, 13 to 16. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, that event that took place between Peter and Jesus, he asked his disciples saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So it means men have different definitions about Jesus, just like I've reeled out. Some people can see Jesus that can solve my problem. It's okay. Jesus that can butter my bread. Those are definitions you have about Jesus. Who do men say that I am? And Jesus is interested. He wants to know what he means to you. So he asked. He was actually searching for an answer. Amen. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say Elias. And others Jeremiah. Or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Hallelujah. If the world is not getting the definition of Christ well, it is not believers that should not have it. So after Jesus asked, what do people say about me? Oh yeah, you, uncle. Since we have been on this matter together, this business, what do you say? Who am I? And Jesus likes us to answer. If indeed you say you are standing for Jesus, who is Jesus to you? Amen. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Can we say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God? So he brought the revelation of Jesus to a place. Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Can we say Christ? Christ is a spirit. Amen. It's not just Jesus that is on the calendar. Amen. So that you have that calendar in your house does not mean you have Christ. Christ is the preaching of the nature of Jesus. Amen. There is a nature he carries. There is a nature he is. It's a nature that is against flesh. It's a nature that cries out for the Father. It's a nature that is not profane. Amen. That will seek God first in all. Amen. So, Peter did not just say, thou art the Christ. He said, the Son of the living God. That is another level of revelation of the person of Jesus. And what did Jesus say? He said, flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you. Amen. So, there is a place in our journey where Jesus is the Christ, the Lord. A place where he is the Son of God. A place where he is the Son of the living God. And a place where he is the only begotten Son. Hallelujah. And these are places in our journey in the revelation of his name. So when we say baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, we have said it's not three cross and it's not this. Name is nature that we get when the words of that nature is being preached to us. Now, when it is being preached to us, does not seem you have the nature. Can you take those words and apply to your life? Amen. That I will not see the gathering together of believers as a burden to me is that a work has been done in me by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So to embody that nature, we will embody that nature and then they will prepare us to embody more. You know where we are going is to embody the fullness of God. But the truth is nobody can outrightly carry God without having gone through some processes. So when you are born again, they feed you with milk. After a while, they see that you can take meat. After a while, they see that you can take strong meat of Christ. Hallelujah. And when that is done, the Father will begin to call out for you. Amen. Acts 2:36. I want us to read that place together. Acts 2:36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Hallelujah. God made him who both Lord and Christ. So this is where to begin our journey to God from. Jesus must be preached until he becomes your Lord and Christ. Lord, owner, Christ, a nature. Hallelujah. Amen. To get that nature, he must be your Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is where you begin to your journey to God from. Amen. So we are baptized into Jesus Christ, into the experience and into that revelation. That is what the Holy Ghost was first given to witness as a walk with the apostles as they preached everywhere they went. What the apostles were affirming, that Jesus you killed. Maybe people killed him. You know, Pastor said it this morning. You killed him. He's Lord and Christ. He's both Lord and Christ. He's the one that God made Lord and Christ. The one to own you. The one to be your Savior. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord will help us to, by the Holy Ghost, begin to submit under the Lordship of Jesus. Amen. Luke 24:42-44. And they gave him a piece of broiled fish of an honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things might be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in prophet and in the Psalms concerning me. Hallelujah. Amen. So we heard that the scriptures were written concerning a being. They were pointing to someone. Hallelujah. When you read the law, when you read the prophet, when you read Psalms, they are pointing to Jesus. So Psalm is not what you read when you are in trouble. Amen. Psalms points to Jesus. Some of us grew up in such settings. You are having nightmare, so you start reading Psalm 23. And before you sleep, you read it 7 times. And you wake up again, you read it 7 times. That's not what Psalm is meant for. They were painting a being. If you read Psalms very well, you will see Jesus. Hallelujah. So what the apostles began to do in the epistles, that they were fetching Jesus from the prophets, from the law, and then from Psalms. Amen. In order to expound his life so that the life can be accessible to man. Hallelujah. Now, all the messages that the apostles preached were hinged around this book. They didn't go and bring another book from somewhere. They look at the writings of the prophet. They look at the law. And they now saw that it's a puzzle that is fitting into one thing. Painting one being. We can't look away from Jesus. Hallelujah. That is what Holy Ghost does. Holy Ghost will not make your gaze to shift from Jesus. You keep seeing Jesus. And until you keep seeing him in that way and allowing him having his right of way, then you are not yet under the lordship of Jesus. He's not yet your Lord and Christ. He has not yet owned you. So Holy Ghost is the one that works in us to obey the instructions that come from the being of Jesus such that we can embody his nature. Amen. And it is true speakings. It's true words. So you can't joke with words. Sitting to hear words opens you up to more realm of power than you being able to raise up the dead. Hallelujah. That you can overcome sin. You can live and sin is no more your master. You know, he said, unto whom ye yield yourself servants to obey. Some of us obey. Do you know the meaning of that obey? Is that you are running errands for sin. You don't have a life of your own. Every time sin beckons, watch pornography small. Don't pray today. Every time the life of sin beckons, you serve it. Why? Because a nature is still there. The only way to walk out of that nature is that you must begin to love truth. Amen. Amen. So Holy Ghost will keep bringing words of truth, words of Jesus to you, that if you can just use your will to obey, you embody the nature of the one being preached to you. So preaching is power. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. That gospel must be preached. Amen. You must hear preaching. That's how they baptize you into nature. In Matthew 28, it says, go into the world, baptizing all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And we have said that baptism is not that they dip you in water. Because the next verse says, teaching them to observe. How you baptize souls is to immerse them in preaching. Immerse them in teaching. Because every word that is flowing out are water to wash you. Amen. To turn your nature. So Hebrews 1:1-2. It's a very popular scripture. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. I like this place. Because many people think what is marking the last days is that there is war in Iran, between Iran and Israel and everywhere. What we mark the last day is that many will hear the speaking of the Son. Amen. And that's it now. Say, has in this last day done what? Spoken to us. So one mark to know that we're in the last day is that the speaking of the Son is already coming to us. That was what God wanted from the beginning. That he began speaking with the prophet, but there was nobody able to carry the nature of the life that God wanted to communicate, except the one that was sent from the bosom of the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So the reason for the prophet and the law was to generate God speaking to the fathers. What God promised the fathers is what he brought to pass in Jesus Christ. Amen. To some people, it was a promise. To a being, it was a reality. It was a fulfillment of the promise. What God promised man has been fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Amen. The promise that God has for you and me to give us eternal life, they have fulfilled it in one being. So you can't look away from Jesus and have the promise that God promised man. Amen. And so what Holy Ghost will do is that he will bring you under the lordship of Jesus, so that you begin to experience all those promises in degrees. Amen. Luke 24:45. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. So this verse shows how the understanding of the scripture comes by the activity of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He opened their understanding. How did he do that? Is that in 44? Can I say 44? And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophet and in the Psalms. Concerning who? Concerning me. Then he now opened their understanding. How they give us understanding of scriptures in the light of God's promise for us is by the Holy Ghost. May the Holy Ghost give us understanding.
Amen.
Can we pray this morning? Give us understanding of everything you're speaking. Give us understanding. Are we praying? To know the only true God. We yield more to the Holy Ghost to teach us more, to give us understanding. It's good to know that we can manifest his gift. It's good to know that we can have enough boldness and courage. It's good to know that we can have all that. But it's also good to know that he was made to witness the faith in Christ Jesus that leads us to obtaining the promise of God. We receive understanding. We receive understanding. Give us understanding, Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.